Dew glistened on the round English wild blackberry dangling tantalizingly over the cliff. I reached for it. Planting my feet, I calculated the distance, and if I stood on my toes, the reward would be mine, sweet and delicious. As my fingers cradled the fruit, the gravel shifted. The toe of my hiking shoe caught as I overcorrected and tipped over the precipice. Flailing, I crushed the blackberry, juice squirting onto my face. My other hand gripped the closest vine, sharp thorns tearing my skin.
Maddie?
Edward's voice barked my name as I slammed into a ledge. His head popped over the side of the cliff above, brown eyes searching for me.
Madeline!
He looked horrified, and then he schooled his features to neutral.
Is that blood?
To his credit, he said it calmly. Dabbing my finger in the goo oozing across my face, I probed. No pain, so I tasted it. Blackberries, I announced. I had no idea England was so steep, I added. Hailing from the Arizona desert, I pictured a hike in the Cotswolds as gently rolling hills cultivated over hundreds of years, not 1,000-foot rises into ancient untamed forests. Edward closed his eyes for a moment, probably relieved that I hadn't plummeted to my death. His lopsided grin appeared.
You're right.
After patting myself all over, removing a thorn from my palm, and flexing my muscles, I stood on the limestone outcropping. My legs shook, and I didn't want to slide further down the escarpment, so I plopped on a sturdy rock. I'm not hurt, I hollered at him. My ledge extended about 5 yards from the trail. Even if Edward dangled half his body over the edge, and I stretched my full 5 feet 9 inches, I wouldn't be able to grab hold of him. But I am stuck. I pulled my phone out and checked for a connection. Nothing. But maybe it was because I was on an international plan. Do you have service? His head disappeared out of view for a moment, then returned, shaking.
No bars. We passed a farmhouse.
He waved a hand over his shoulder.
I'll pop back there and make a call.
Doubt tinged his voice. I thought of ranchers in Arizona who answered their doors armed with shotguns. Worried, I asked, The owners won't try to scare you off their property? Edward tilted his head.
Course not. I've got my warrant card.
He searched my expression.
Would you rather I stay? I'm sure someone will be by shortly.
Concern for me, not for rifle-wielding farmers.